I'm here with Don Clock, the former CPO of Colgate and current Professor of Supply Chain Management at Rutgers Business School. Hi, Don.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. We're here at the Procurement Leaders Masterclass, actually, to discuss procurement intelligence. Perhaps you could just give me a brief overview of what you hope we'll achieve today and people will be discussing.
Well, I think what's important about business intelligence, or some people call market intelligence, is we, the last few years, the majority of procurement people have been focusing in on cost, mainly due to the recession. And as we're coming out of the recession, they're saying, you know, what do we really have to do next to really be world-class and create a competitive advantage? And there's just a tremendous amount of market and business intelligence that can create a real true competitive advantage. And there's a couple of different ways. One is internal information that we have that we can leverage, and also external. Now, sometimes we look at that from a standpoint of how do we use that in our managing our supply base. But more importantly, which I think is the next level that we need to get to in global procurement, is we really need to take that and take that data, take that market intelligence, take the business intelligence, and truly give it back to the business and improve the business performance, improve growth, and be able to help show the business that we in procurement can, in addition to just managing our supply base, that we can truly help the company with its business strategy as well as its growth in the future. Because growth is going to be very important to business.
Absolutely. And just briefly, perhaps, I mean, do you have a view on how advanced procurement functions are currently? Do you think that many people are doing this very well, or do you think there's a lot of improvement to be had?
Right. There's a tremendous improvement. Particularly coming off the lean times where people have either had their headcount frozen or unfortunately been reduced. But the people are so busy just keeping the business running, they really don't have a lot of time to do this. So when you go to current procurement people and you say, we'd like to add some additional responsibilities around market intelligence, business intelligence, they're pretty busy, and it's very difficult. So I think we have to stand back and say, how do we do this efficiently and effectively in order to not overload them with additional responsibilities, but how we can do it. And there is a number of data sources, there's a number of internet sources, there's a number of tools that we can use today that can make this less painful, so to speak, so the buyer can do this as part of his job.
Okay. And can you give an example of a few of those sources that you think are worth checking out?
Sure. There is a number of internet sources that you can very simply just put your suppliers in and be able to, Yahoo does this and other people, and just give you daily information about what's changed from that particular. That's a simple view.
Yep.
And beyond that, there are very sophisticated outside companies, like we're talking to a company today that with SmartCube, who actually has a business, the market intelligence. So you may not have to do it all yourself. You allow them to do it for you and feed the information. And in addition to that, I think the other area of opportunity is to use people other outside of procurement that may be dealing with suppliers or can also pick up data. Many times they are, we know in procurement, they're talking to getting market intelligence, but it doesn't come back to procurement because they didn't ask for it. So using our internal resources, maybe using external and maybe internet, as well as places like B&B and Standards and Poor's, can really help get us. The problem today is it's information overload.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's just too much information. The question is, how do you get what you really need in order to improve and create value for the business?
Okay. Okay, well, thanks very much, Don. Hopefully we'll have a catch-up maybe tomorrow as well at the Procurement Leaders Forum. And but for now, thanks very much.
Thank you, David. Cheers.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
What do you do? I got an iPhone, too. So what are you using to do this?